all sorts of firefighting and emergency equipment were on display. Vices and cutters had price tags in the $6,000 to $9,000 range. Firefighting suits, gurneys, life-saving paraphernalia were spread throughout the station for the benefit of the public and especially elected officials to see. The event was hosted by Wasatch County Fire District and Chief Ernie Giles. There were full-time and volunteer personnel available to answer questions or help you turn out in gear used for fighting fires. The fire district consists of 8 cities, towns, and townships in addition to the unincorporated county, which is an area about 1,300 square miles. The growth in Wasatch County has existing firefighting and EMS resources stretched, and Chief Giles is worried about keeping volunteers.
Just with our growth being, we just have a hard time with our volunteers keeping up with all the calls. I mean, it's nothing for the on-call crew to be gone, and we call backup crews, which are volunteers, people that have full-time jobs, come and back us up. So it's a huge responsibility. It's hard for people to be away from their jobs 4 and 5 hours a day. I mean, there's times that we have ambulances out 3 or 4 times at once, so it's huge. And then a fire goes off, it drains the rest of our resources. So
the chief wants Wasatch officials to understand how the demands on emergency services have grown. Call volume has grown from 1,900 calls in 2012 to 3,200 last year. He says the Wasatch County Fire Service tax increase from 2014 was a large percentage, but it was a low dollar amount, just $2 a month for the average $350,000 home.
I hope what they see is the help we need with our equipment and how expensive it is. And to actually, there's a call volume paper that we're handing out of how many calls we attended last year, the year before. It's on about a 5-year trend, and just show them how this thing is trending. I mean, it's climbing steep, just the sheer volumes of calls. Back in the day when you had 200 a year, you could handle it, the volunteer sector.
The Wasatch County Fire District runs the ambulance 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Giles says volunteers cover the other 12 hours each day, and with the increase in calls, it's wearing them out.
A lot of them, you will get 2 or 3 calls in a night, and they're out all night, and then they have to go to their full-time job the next day, and we're just wearing them out. We've had lots of folks say, you know what, I can't do it anymore. It takes too much time for my family. It takes too much time for my job. I just can't do it.
Residents in the Jordan L. Basin Special Service District have paid an additional assessment for fire and EMS services, but that's ending this year. Giles says the special assessment generates a large portion of their revenue.
It generated roughly about $640,000. So with that being gone, we're already at $640,000. But the Jordan L. Basin, if you actually look at what it generates just on tax revenue, it's about a third of the whole general tax of the county. So those folks are already paying, because a lot of people was wondering why I wasn't going after another assessment. And I could not look any of them in the eye and say I could do it.
Giles wants the county council to approve a tax increase of up to $1 million, which will cost taxpayers about $8 a month on a home valued at $350,000. He would use the funds to hire about 5 full-time emergency personnel and to purchase needed equipment. A truth in taxation hearing will be held in mid-December. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.